We've lost contents of a living room, a bedroom, a laundry room. We lost our furnace. We lost our hot water heater.
Barb Warner says the list goes on, which is why she took time out of her day on Tuesday afternoon to address the Salt Lake County Council and let them know just how much damage was done to her Murray home early last week.
Up until last night, we didn't even have hot water or gas in the house.
Cheryl Leithead was also at the meeting, speaking on behalf of her 30 neighbors in the Walden Glen subdivision. She says her home sustained $16,000 worth of damage, and she wants the county to pay. Leithead says the county knew a pipe located near the subdivision broke Memorial Day weekend, but by the time arrangements were made for a permanent fix, it was too late.
The pipe was not installed correctly, or if it was, it was a Band-Aid on the permanent fix. It didn't hold. It broke, and we should have been warned. They knew that there was a potential danger, and we were not warned. That's why we're most aggravated. They knew that if there was a substantial rain that we would be flooded, and they didn't warn us.
Leithead says the county clearly knew about the potential for flooding because a couple of neighbors right next door to the pipe were warned about it. Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon says the county is not legally required to assist residents of the subdivision hit by the flood, but he worked with the county council to appropriate one-time grant money to the flood victims because he felt it was the right thing to do.
So right now the county will provide up to $2,000 to each citizen, depending on the damage that was done, up to a cap of $100,000 for the whole area. And then at the same time, we're going to assess the damages that were done. And if our council feels that it's appropriate, we can allocate more money towards the damage that was done.
Councilman Dave Wild, who represents the area, says he doesn't like to put blame on the county, but says he wishes they could have moved faster. Meanwhile, he hopes the county can appropriate more money later on.
I'm hoping this is a start. You know, we're going to try to get the immediate needs taken care of, and over the next 2 weeks, hopefully we'll find out more about what the actual damages are. Then we can discuss it again and maybe allocate more money to give particularly those who suffered extensive damages more help.
I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.